Seeking Ocean.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the shooting at a Dallas ICE facility that killed a detainee and wounded two others will not slow arrests and deportations there. KRLD Radio's Austin York reports.
The FBI is investigating this as a targeted act of violence. Special Agent in Charge Joseph Rothrock says this is only the latest in a series of targeted violent attacks.
Early evidence that we've seen from rounds that were found near the suspected shooter contain messages that are anti-ICE in nature.
Rothrock says no ICE agents were hurt. The shooter has been identified as 29-year-old Joshua John of Fairview, Texas. He was reportedly unemployed and about to move in with his parents in Oklahoma. Austin York for CBS News, Dallas.
Officials say the shooter killed himself. President Trump will officially declare the deal allowing TikTok to operate in the U.S. meets U.S. law Thursday.
The administration has teased for days that a deal was being finalized between U.S. officials and China. And now a White House official confirms that the president will sign an executive order today, stating it does meet the requirements of a 2024 law. Under the new deal, TikTok's U.S. operations would be run by a new joint venture company, including Oracle serving as the security provider. Oracle's owner is the father of the CEO of Paramount Skydance, the parent company of CBS. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
With the statute of limitations about to take effect and block prosecution, the Justice Department is considering charging former FBI Director James Comey with lying to Congress back in 2020. Justice Department correspondent Scott McFarlane has more.
The person who'll decide whether to recommend charges against former FBI Director James Comey in Virginia is Lindsay Halligan, the new U.S. attorney there. Just days ago, she was a White House aide and Trump confidant and replaces a U.S. attorney who allegedly declined to move forward with the case against Comey.
When Jimmy Kimmel returned to his late-night TV show Tuesday night, he joked President Trump would be responsible for boosting his audience. As CBS's Matt Piper reports, he was right.
Jimmy Kimmel's Tuesday night show got a large audience, with ABC reporting nearly 6.3 million people tuned into the broadcast on TV. But there was an even larger audience online, with his monologue on YouTube racking up 16 million views and counting.
There have now been 26 million views on YouTube and other social platforms. The ABC broadcast of the show is not even carried by dozens of stations under orders of their corporate owners. Seattle Mariners slugger Cal Raleigh hit his Major League Baseball leading 60th home run against the Colorado Rockies Wednesday night. He now has a chance to pass Yankee star Aaron Judge for the single season home record. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything.
Nothing is everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
A story now about the second most photographed home in the U.S. after the White House.
Hold on to your bell bottoms.
Here's a story of a lovely lady.
For the first time ever, some lucky Brady Bunch fans will check out the inside of the mid-century home on Dilling Street in North Hollywood, where the sitcom's exteriors were shot. HGTV bought the place for $3.5 million and renovated it to match what audiences saw on TV. The double doors will open to the public for 3 days only, beginning November 7th. It'll be part of an event hosted by pop culture historian Allison Martino. The price $275 per person, and it's already sold out. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
President Trump has added a presidential walk of fame to the White House with portraits of previous commanders in chief, but instead of Joe Biden's portrait, Trump hung a photo of an auto pen signing Biden's name. Michael Toscano. CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy in the overnight. A few sprinkles or showers can be ruled out with morning lows in the mid and upper 50s. Thursday, look for mostly sunny skies, highs in the lower 70s. By Friday, sunshine, mid and upper 70s. It's 60 at our studios.
Set the night on fire. You know that it will be Deerfield Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
yours too. Just trust in me, like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's old Maggie Heath, babe? So there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Get someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackie's back in town. Not to hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath spins just like a shell. Could it be our boy's done something rash?
County, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine. a tall lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
My heart and leave me sad. Tell me, what did I
ready to go for the green and gold. On WRJN, listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the Green and Gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
God.
What you say?
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Over yonder, what do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Every nation.
timeless favorites. WRJN.
California dreaming, on such a winter's day.
not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Worst of all, you never call, baby, when you say you will,
but
thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. So if you're looking to find love, you can share. All you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and love him and show him that you care.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons tells CBS News the agency had already been operating under a higher threat posture, but would now, quote, reevaluate how we're doing operations. This after a deadly shooting at an ICE facility in Dallas, as correspondent Omar Villafranca reports.
Three detainees were shot, one was killed, and two are hospitalized in critical condition. A woman was recording on her phone near the facility when gunshots were heard. FBI agent Joe Rothrock.
The FBI is investigating this incident as an act of targeted violence.
Police quickly found the shooter, who died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Days after President Trump publicly appealed to the Attorney General and the Department of Justice to charge former FBI Director James Comey with a crime, and with time running out, the newly appointed interim U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia is in the spotlight. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
Lindsey Halligan will decide whether to ask a grand jury to charge former FBI Director James Comey with a crime, and she has until Tuesday to do so. The statute of limitations for allegations that Comey gave false statements to Congress 5 years ago.